RCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 38 degrees this morning, and the time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A monster hurricane taking aim at Florida. Hurricane Milton's track shifting slightly south, closer to Sarasota. The National Hurricane Center's Jamie Rome.
The heaviest rain is going to occur along and to the north of where it tracks. So if you're, you know, feeling like your risk has gone down because the track has shifted, all that's going to do is push the rain closer to you. So, you know, that's why you can't focus so much on these perceived movements in the track.
In his new book, journalist Bob Woodward writes that Donald Trump, while he was president, sent COVID testing equipment to Russia for Vladimir Putin's personal use. The Kremlin has not denied that, but has denied that Trump made a number of calls to Putin after he left the White House. 14 states filed a suit against video sharing app TikTok Tuesday, alleging harmful effects of its platform are harming the mental health of millions of American children and teens. This is ABC News. The Justice Department says an Election Day terror plot has been thwarted. 27-year-old Nasser Ahmad Tawadi, an Afghan national living in Oklahoma, arrested facing charges for allegedly plotting to kill Americans on Election Day in behalf of ISIS.
When he was arrested, DOJ claims Tawadi confirmed the attack was planned for Election Day, targeting large gatherings of people during which he and the juvenile were expected to die as martyrs. DOJ officials say the investigation intensified after the FBI searched Tawadi phone and discovered communication with an Afghan ISIS recruiter.
Boeing faces an urgent safety alert regarding its 737 jets. The FAA is warning airlines that rudders on some planes could jam. A rudder pedal reportedly got stuck on a United flight back in February. Today marks the end of an era in Las Vegas. The old Tropicana, once the most expensive hotel on the Vegas Strip, being torn down. The demolition this morning scheduled after a fireworks show said it'll be used for a new baseball stadium. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
For today, a high temperature to reach around 74 with lots of sunshine. Also for Wednesday night, cool and clear, a low of 43. Thursday, mostly sunny and mild, a high of 78. Friday, 80, unseasonably warm conditions with a slight chance of a shower in the afternoon. And Saturday, upper 60s, partly sunny and much cooler. Right now in Richland Center, another cool start to the day. Yesterday's high was 73. We were at 45 at midnight. And right now it is 37 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, October 9th. It is time to officially start the broadcast day.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner
into the radio station where the mighty host of heaven sing.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of the endless spring,
get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air. Turn the radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Heaven's glory share.
Heaven's glory share.
Turn your lights down low.
Turn your lights down low.
And listen to the master's radio. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Brother, listen in to the Glory Land chorus. Listen to the glad hosannas roll.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Get a little taste of the joys awaiting. Get a little heaven in your soul.
Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Heaven's glory share.
Heaven's glory share.
Turn your light down low.
Turn your lights down low.
And listen to the master's radio. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Listen to the songs of the fathers and mothers and the many friends gone on before.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Some eternal morning we shall meet them over on the hallelujah shore.
Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Heaven's glory share.
Heaven's glory share.
Turn your light down low.
Turn your lights down low.
And listen to the master's radio. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Listen to the songs of the fathers and the mothers and the many friends gone on before.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Some eternal morning we shall meet them over on the hallelujah shore.
Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Heaven's glory share.
Heaven's glory share.
Turn your light down low.
Turn your lights down low.
And listen to the master's radio. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
We start the day in a positive way. Grandpa Jones and Turn Your Radio On. Before that, a national anthem sung by Alan Jackson. And here we are together again, Wednesday, October 9th. It is time to begin the chores on the Light in the Milk House show, a stage, just a little hint of some sort of film on the Vibe windows this morning, but not enough to call it frost, I guess. We're at 37 degrees as we hold steady today. My, isn't it pretty outside? I was thinking about that yesterday as I strolled outside a little bit, and just the sights and the smells this time of year, too. Everything is just good. Harvest is going all right, right? And we are good to go, hopefully, for it looks like the weekend's going to be pretty nice. Temperatures do drastically change by the beginning, actually by the end of the weekend. A high of 58 Sunday and Monday's high 54. So I guess that's more fall-like. We'll get over the top with maybe our final 80-degree day of the year coming up on Friday. We'll see. That's actually almost too warm for this time of year, but we'll take it, right? Time to catch a train on a Wednesday morning with Johnny Cash.
Look yonder coming down that railroad track. Hey, look yonder coming down that railroad track. It's the orange blossom special, bringing my baby back. Thank you. I'm going down to Florida and get some sand in my shoe. Or maybe California and get some sand in my shoe. I'll ride that orange blossom special and lose these New York blues.
When are you going back to Florida?
When am I going back to Florida? I don't know. Don't reckon I ever will.
Ain't you worried about getting your nourishment in New York?
Oh, I don't care if I do die, do die, do die, do die, do die. Hey, talk about a rambling. She's the fastest train on the line. Talk about a traveling. She's the fastest train on the line. It's that orange blossom special rolling down the seaboard line.
First country song. I've had this lonesome hurting feeling all night long. I didn't know I loved her, and now she's gone. Well, I think that I just wrote my first country song. I always like to hear those country singers sing. The way they play those guitars, boy, they sure do make them ring. When they sing the words, I can never sing along. I didn't believe things happen that way. I thought our love was here to stay. Well, yesterday she walked away. Now they're hitting home. First country song. I've had this lonesome hurting feeling all night long. I didn't know I loved her, and now she's gone. I think that I just wrote my first country song.
You wrote some words about the good times that you had, some lines about losing your mind, missing her so bad. And you didn't leave out a thing about the way you'd done her wrong.
I sang my song to the saddest note that anybody ever wrote.
I think that you just wrote your first country song.
My first country song. I've had this lonesome hurting feeling all night long. I didn't know I loved her, and now she's gone. I think that I just wrote my first country song.
Dean Martin, Dino right there, in the first country song, 5:15 the time. Today is Wednesday, October 9th. A reminder, the Weston Silver Eagles will host the annual Senior Citizen Breakfast today at 8:15 in the Weston School Cafeteria. That reminder for today during Weston Homecoming Week. getting down to the finals of homecomings in the area. That is one of the events going on today. And the Avoca United Methodist Church drive-through pancake and sausage supper will be held from 4 until 6:30 or until gone tonight. Each meal includes 4 freshly made pancakes with butter and syrup, 2 sausage patties, 1 individual container of applesauce, and 1 snack-sized bag of fresh cheese curds. The cost per meal is just $8.
I said hello to the man I tried to win your hand a long time ago. I tried to smile as he talked of the days when he was your beau. But I could see he was ashamed of me when he talked of his wealth and fame. Ruby Ann took the hand of his poor, poor man. Ain't true love a funny thing? Big man, you got money in your hand, so you're at a table for two, but still there's only you, big shot. Well, your money can't buy, your power can't hold, you can't romance your fame. Ruby Ann took the hand of this poor, poor man. Ain't true love a funny thing?
Marty Robbins and Ruby Ann here on the Milk House Show. It is 37 degrees. Farmer appreciation is important, and in October, we celebrate National Farmers Day. From Eli Whitney's creation of the cotton gin in 1793 to the first weed and insect-resistant soybeans and cotton becoming available in 1997, farmers are constantly improving the efficiency of agriculture. This message highlighting the accomplishments in farming is a service of the Richards Insurance Agency of Ithaca and Reedsburg. Building relationships, earning trust, doing the right thing, and serving people with valuable insurance options. New Horizons Supply Cooperative in Blue River is a customer-owned business serving the area with bulk diesel, fuel oil, gasoline, and propane to your farm, home, or business. Morton will construct your farm, storage, commercial building, horse barn, garage, or home. Call or click MortonBuildings.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
If that sound makes you want to run to your basement in fear because you fear a flood, then you need Tri-State Basement Repair.
I'm Brent Montre, owner of Tri-State Basement Repair. I started with the goal of helping people in southern Wisconsin solve their basement flooding issues in a friendly, comfortable way. So if thunder makes you fear your basement, call Tri-State Basement Repair today. Get to the root cause of your flooding basement. 877-4-WET-FIX. Online at TriStateBasementRepair.com. Tri-State Basement Repair. Our family helping your family.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Last night, lots of volleyball played in the area. Richland Center was a winner by sweep over River Valley at RCHS. Also last night, it was a victory for Dodgeville over Platteville. That final was 3-1. Darlington 3-1 over Fenimore. Iowa Grant 3-0 over Boscobel. And Mineral Point swept Riverdale as well. Ithaca was a winner against Kickapoo 3-2 last night at Weston. Also, Weston was a winner 3-1 over Lafarge. And Kickapoo defeated Weston 3-0. Dodgeville Mineral Point, a 3-1 winner in soccer, in boys soccer last night. Dodge Point getting the win against River Valley 3-1. On the national scene, Fernando Tatis's towering two-run home run highlighted a six-run second inning, and the San Diego Padres held on to beat Shohei Ohtani and the rival Dodgers 6-5 to take a 2-1 lead in a tense National League Division Series. And Pete Alonso launched another home run off Aaron Nola, and Sean Manaea took a two-hit shutout into the eighth inning as the Mets beat the Phillies 7-2 in Game 3 of their National League Division Series. Nafisa Collier had 27 points and 11 rebounds, and Courtney Williams contributed 24 points. It was the Minnesota Lynx getting past Connecticut 88-77 and into the WNBA Finals for the first time in 7 years. And NHL action, St. Louis 3, Seattle 2, Florida 6-4 over Boston, and Utah beat Chicago 5-2. That's a look at sports.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
5:22 for our aerobic polka today. We're going back to some good friends, the Jim Gorman Trio. In fact, one of our longtime listeners and a relative of them discussed this song with us, and they said, yeah, okay, we'll do it for the aerobic polka today. So here we go. Hang on, Double Cola Kid. Here we go.
Thank you.
There you go, the Jim Gorman Trio and the Red Raven Polka today. Yes. Good luck getting there today. Come on back now, you hear?
Listen to my story about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oh, that is black gold, Texas tea. First thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. Kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. He said, California is the place you ought to be. So he loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie star. Time to say goodbye to Jed and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back again to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Beverly Hillbillies, that's what they call them now. Nice folks. Y'all come back, yeah?
Calling, baby, come over here and love me. Hold your loving body close to mine. Crazy, you're driving me crazy. Baby, you don't mean to, but you never know what's going on in a woman's mind. I know you've been hurt before, you don't know what you're looking for, and you're lonely. If you'll only let me stay, I will kiss the tears away and love you. I'm on my knees now, baby. I know that you're a lady, but I wanna watch the sun come up with you, baby. Hear me calling, baby. Come over here and love me. Hold your loving body close to mine. I know that you're a lady, but I wanna watch the sun come up with you. I know that you're a lady, but sometimes ladies need a little loving too.
That's David Houston on the Mel Cow Show. Today, very nice with sunny skies, a high of 72, and then mostly clear tonight, a low of 42. Sunny and warmer tomorrow, 75, up to 80 Friday, with a slight chance of a light shower in the afternoon. Right now, we start out at 37 degrees at WRCO in Richland Center. It is 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
A dispute panel could have a decision on Mexico's GM corn ban soon. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Once you plant Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans in your field, harvests will never be the same. Enter a new era of performance at pioneer.com/new era. Minnesota's Ag Commissioner says the Biden administration is expecting a panel decision on Mexico's decree banning GM corn imports soon.
The expected decision is imminent.
Tom Peterson tells Brownfield.
I think there's going to be a lot of action on that here in the next month, and some announcements coming out soon with the new president taking place. And I'm also going to be in D.C. again at the end of the month with fellow commissioners and our Mexican counterparts and our Canadian counterparts for our trinational accord.
Peterson was one of several state ag directors who attended an ag event with administration officials at the White House yesterday. Wisconsin Secretary Randy Romanski was one of them. The U.S. harvest is moving at a fast pace due to warm, dry conditions, and an ag meteorologist says that will likely continue. Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated says a weather change is not expected until after October 20th.
In fact, it may be more like the 22nd or 23rd. The Gulf of Mexico has been closed off as a moisture source. The byproduct of all these tropical cyclones, Francine, Helene, and now Milton, that's really blocked that moisture from fluxing north into the Midwest.
He says toward the end of October, more seasonal conditions will return. McDonald's has accused the four largest meat processors of conspiring to inflate the price of beef. In a lawsuit filed last Friday, the world's largest buyer of beef and pork alleges that Tyson, JBS, Cargill, and National Beef Packing violated U.S. antitrust laws to artificially raise prices for McDonald's and other companies. This is the latest lawsuit to accuse the meat processors of conspiring to drive up beef prices since 2015. But the companies have denied any wrongdoing in previous cases. On page 5 of a more than 100-page lawsuit document, McDonald's claims the companies held frequent meetings where executives and key employees were present and says association conferences and other industry events provided convenient opportunities to exchange information, plan strategies, and build relationships. The wet spring and dry late summer have led to a tough year for some northern Wisconsin farmers. One of them is Ben Augustine, who farms near Sheldon. Most of his crops were planted very late after his clay soils dried out. He says the hot September weather brought needed heat units, but the soybeans are looking rough.
They're too dry, actually. 8, 9, 10%, you know. A lot of shatter going on.
Augustine is currently chopping silage for his dairy operation, and he tells Brownfield the moisture levels swing from the low 50s to the mid-60s, which is below ideal, and the tonnage isn't what it should be. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
AgriAmerica is your premier channel for agricultural news and entertainment. AgriAmerica's online broadcast is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, ensuring farmers and ranchers have uninterrupted access to ag weather, commodity markets, and top industry news. Listeners may also enjoy country music from generations past and present in between farm programs and during the evening hours. Tune into AgriAmerica's streaming channel at agriamerica.com.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Whipple's hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Whiffles famous. At Whiffles Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Whiffles Hybrids.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Ader still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Ader's, your great big store with small town smiles.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
A slow day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day week. Good morning, I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet Tuesday. That's not a big surprise. Bids were elusive. Asking prices were noted at $188 live in the south, but still weren't established in the north. Look for more business to develop later in the week. At the Tri-State Livestock Auction in Nebraska, steers under 600 pounds are $2 to $5 lower. Steers over 600 pounds to 700 pounds or $6 to $25 lower. Heifers are $1 to $5 higher. The USDA says demand was moderate to good on a nice run of spring calves. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 500 to 543 pounds, brought $311 to $332. Feeder steer, 610 to 642 pounds, brought $274 to $284.50. Medium and large one-feeder heifers, 554 to 597 pounds, brought $260 to $267. Boxed beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 91 cents at $306.84. Select closed 72 cents lower at $288.61. Estimated cattle slaughter was 124,000 head, even on the week and down about 4,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed week with a moderate negotiated run. Processors were able to move needed numbers without having to get too aggressive in their procurement efforts. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong. That's helping provide price support. However, there is uncertainty in the market as long-term demand concerns about domestic demand linger. The industry is monitoring the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct were 20 cents lower with a weighted average of 76.48. The Iowa Minnesota closed 13 cents lower with a weighted average of 76.52, and the Western Corn Belt was down 15 cents with a weighted average of 76.50. Pork values closed lower, down $1.19 at $94.86. Picnics, loins, and bellies were sharply lower. Ribs and hams were higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 484,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and down more than 3,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up, waiting on direct business to develop, and lean hog futures into the day higher on technical buying. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
At Wiffles Hybrids, we like to speak in metaphors. For example, when it's seed decision time and you're at that fork in the road and time is money, you might want to choose a partner that's a little more underdog, a little more David than Goliath, because you deserve a family-owned company that marches to the beat of their own drum, whose product lineup and customer service is the whole enchilada, the whole ball of wax, the whole kit and caboodle. Wiffles Hybrids. Plant your independence.
What makes Dairyland Seed silage unique? Better. Designed specifically to maximize tonnage potential in the upper Midwest, Dairyland Seed silage products contain higher starch content and the highest level of fiber digestibility for optimized milk production. And to help get even more milk in the tank, these elite genetics are supported by your dedicated local dealer and direct access to a team of leading agronomists and silage experts. Better silage, better support, better results. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on Stein to provide you the best products, get you higher yields, and more profitability. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans and corn saw harvest pressure. November beans were down 17 and three quarters at 10.16 and a quarter. January was 18 lower at 10.34 and a half. December corn was 5 and a quarter lower at 4.20 and three quarters. March was down 4 and a half at 4.38 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were up ahead of this week's direct business. December live was 85 higher at 187.87. February was up 65 at 188.95. November feeders were $1.15 higher at 250.30. And with technical support, December hogs were up 35 cents at 77.17. February lean was 17 higher at 80.77. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
If we want farmers to help clean up our carbon mess, we'd better be ready to pay them for it. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Around the world, farm and ranch lands are poised to push the needle toward net zero greenhouse gas emissions. But the University of Arkansas's Marty Matlock, a professor of ecological engineering, says we can't expect farmers to do that for free.
We have to figure out how to manage this process, and I think we're going to have to reshift our thinking that we need to start paying for the goods and services we get for free from agriculture, and that includes greenhouse gas sequestering, ecosystem services writ large, as well as all the other things that we value.
Matlock says we have to remember that agriculture is a business.
That means we can't just expect that our producers are going to do this based on economic incentives alone, because if it doesn't increase yield and decrease cost, it doesn't make business sense. It's got to increase yield, decrease cost, and pay the farmer. That means it's a social good, and I'm making a policy advocacy position here, but if we, the people, do not pay for social goods do not happen.
Matlock was part of a panel discussion on agriculture as a carbon sink at the recent Climate Week New York City. There's a link to a recording of that event on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
The dairy export market is shifting. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A dairy market analyst says China's cutback on dairy imports has forced exporters to find new markets. Mary Ledman with Rabo Research tells Brownfield China's increased production has lowered their imports of whole milk powder by nearly 200,000 tons.
New Zealand has had to pivot and find new markets for that whole milk powder. So they really exported a significant amount of that 150,000 metric tons to Algeria, which is often viewed as a European market. So that kind of pushed back the whole milk powder into Europe.
And she says New Zealand has begun producing more butterfat and skim milk powder instead of whole milk powder.
That skim milk powder from New Zealand is now competing more with U.S. powder in Southeast Asia and even Mexico.
Ledman says when demand changed in China, it had a ripple effect on dairy export markets around the world. A dairy farmer from Kazakhstan works to improve production with Western technology. Damir Abateyev has about 2,000 dairy cattle with 570 currently milking. He tells Brownfield he's been able to increase production six times what it was 12 years ago.
Now we got to the peak of 37 liters per cow, which is second place on the productivity in Kazakhstan. But we don't see this as a limit. We want to get technologies and learn from other countries.
Abateyev traveled to World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, to connect and learn from other farmers and vendors last week. Cash dairy prices were mostly lower Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey down a half cent to 60 cents, one sale. 40-pound cheese blocks down 2 cents at 192 and three quarters, two sales there. Cheese barrels went down 5 1/4 cents to 188 with three sales. Butter dropped 3 1/2 cents to 267 and three quarters with six sales. Non-fat dry milk unchanged at 135 and a half, but no sales. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Silage harvest season is officially underway, but are you missing a step? It's not too late to add Silosolve FC to your harvest plan. Using a silage inoculant like Silosolve FC can help preserve your investment in one of your most valuable assets, high-quality feed. Plus, for a limited time, when you buy four cases, you get one free. Not using anything to preserve feed quality could be a costly decision. Ask your local silage inoculant dealer about Silosolve FC today.
You've got choices. You've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wiffles Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wiffles Hybrids.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
We'll see a high of 72 today in southwest Wisconsin. Very nice with sunny skies. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 42. Right now in Richland Center, it is a cool 37 degrees. We get you going on a Wednesday, the 9th of October. On the Light in the Milk House show, it's Ronnie Millsap.
Well, you can walk out on me tonight. If you think that it ain't feeling right, but darling, there ain't no getting over me. Well, you can say that you need to be free, but there ain't no place that I won't be. Sweet darling, there ain't no getting over me. Dream that keeps you awake.
the song on the radio. I'll be the reason that you tell the boys no. Don't you know you can tell everyone that we're through? And you might even believe it too. But darling, there ain't no getting over me. Sweet darling, there ain't no getting over me. You see in a crowd, I'll be the times that you cry out loud. I'll be the smile when there's no one around. I'll be the book that you just can't put down. So you can walk out on me tonight. If you think that it ain't feeling right, but darling, there ain't no getting over me. You'll see, sweet darling, there ain't no getting over me. No, 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 darling, there ain't no getting over me.
By my window, staring at the lonely avenue, watching lovers holding hands and laughing, and thinking about the things we used to do.
Thinking about things
like a walk in the park, like a kiss in the dark, like a sailboat ride.
What about the night we cried, and things like a lover's vow, things that we don't do now?
Thinking about the things we used to do.
Memories are all I have to cling to, and the heartaches are the friends I'm talking to. But I'm not thinking of just how much I love you. I'm thinking about the things we used to do.
Thinking about things
like a walk in the park, like a kiss in the dark, like a sailboat ride.
What about the night we cried, and things like a lover's vow, things that we don't do now?
Thinking about the things we used to do. Sound, and there's nobody else around. Well, there's just me thinking about the things we used to do.
Thinking about things
like a walk in the park, like a kiss in the dark, like a sailboat ride.
What about the night we cried, in things like a lover's vow, things that we don't do now?
Thinking about the things heartaches are the friends I'm talking to. You got me thinking about the things we used to do.
Hank Snow and Kelly Foxton and Things. Coming up, a weather update with meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
This Friday night, don't miss an incredible evening of live music at the Richland Center City Auditorium. The doors open at 6 p.m. The show kicks off at 7. Headlining the night are the Jimmies, an award-winning blues band that's been bringing people together from coast to coast, Europe, Canada, and even the Caribbean since 2010. Opening for the Jimmies is the talented Annie and the Crush, promising an electrifying start to the night. Tickets are just $20 for general seating, so grab yours today before they're gone. The Richland County Performing Arts Council is thrilled to present the Fall Blues Show in this iconic venue. Get ready for a night of unforgettable music, only at the Richland Center City Auditorium this Friday night.
Come for the night.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the beautiful fall weather continues around here for a couple more days. Despite the chilly start, we'll warm up to about 10 degrees above normal this afternoon, a few degrees warmer tomorrow, and then the warmest weather on Friday. A cold front, though, will slide through Friday late afternoon. Could generate a few sprinkles or a stray light shower. If we get some rain, it would just be a trace or a few hundredths of an inch. Saturday, we'll have temperatures getting more seasonal. Should be a fairly quiet day. Then a low pressure system will sweep in from the northwest, bring some steady rain to parts of north and east Wisconsin late Saturday night, early Sunday. Around here, just a chance of a couple of scattered light showers. We'll have some gusty winds develop Sunday out of the northwest, drive in even colder weather. It'll definitely be jacket weather as we head into early next week. Could be some of the first lake effect snow of the season in parts of northern Wisconsin and Michigan going into Sunday and Monday. Our forecast for today, very nice with sunny skies, high temperatures in the low 70s, light wind becoming easterly at 3 to 6, mostly clear tonight, low 42, tomorrow mostly sunny and warmer with highs in the mid 70s. The wind southeast to south at 5 to 10. Thursday night, partly cloudy, not too cold with a low of 50. Friday, partly cloudy and summer-like. Slight chance of a light shower for the afternoon to early evening, high near 80 degrees. Heading into Saturday, partly sunny and cooler. Low 44, high 66. 30% chance of light showers late Saturday night, especially the northern part of the region. And Sunday, mostly cloudy, windy, and cool. Spotty light showers possible. Low 41 with a high of just 58. Monday, peaks of sun and chilly, chance of a stray sprinkle, high 52. And Tuesday, some sunshine, high 53. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It is 30.